the shiur number 3 in Shin Yud Ches. Upgrade. Shin Yud Ches.
I'm going to stay in front of you and stay up.
And today's shiur is going to be over the topic of the din of matzekes. What's a matzekes? Not a pacifier. A ladle. Okay, so if you recall from last week, we discussed the different dargas of Toldas Haor. We know that the Gemara points out that in order to be chai from Aleches Bishul, you have to heat up the substance on a fire. And the Gemara expands that to even Toldas Haor. And we discussed last week exactly which dargas of Chamimus of a Toldas Haor would qualify for a Chiyuv Bishul Midoraisa. We start off, we pointed out that really this is rooted in the distinction between a Kli Rishon and a Kli Sheni. Many Achronim point to the different Lashonos. Some point to Lashonos in Tosfos, at least one Lashon in Tosfos, and the Nisr V'Heter. And we came out with a fundamental Chakira in how to understand the distinction between a Kli Rishon and a Kli Sheni. And that was Koveya, the difference between a Kli Rishon and a Kli Sheni. We had many Afkaminas. And we came out with the following Chakira, just so we summarize what we did. One side was that really the distinction between a Kli Rishon and a Kli Sheni is a Maila about Kli Rishon. A Kli Rishon was Mitoch She'amad ala Or, and it was heated up by the fire. So that intensity of heat, of the walls being heated up by the fire, is able to preserve the chom and maintain the chom of the Yatzol, that is about Kli Rishon, the contents of food inside. Says Tosfos, because you have, number one, Yatzol Edesbo, which you always need, but in addition, you have the Maila of a Kli Rishon who has Defanos, HaMechamimos, which preserve the chom of the Yatzol Edesbo food, that quality of heat will qualify as a Bishul. Anything short of that is a Kli Sheni. That was one side of the Chakira. That was one side that we brought down from the Chavos Das, the Brichos Avram. The other side of the distinction between a Kli Rishon and a Kli Sheni is really focusing on a Chisaron in Kli Sheni. That the distinction is that a Kli Sheni, because it has walls that are cold, Defanos Ha Mikaros, when you put content of food that is Yatzol Edesbo in the Kli Sheni, the surrounding walls will cool off the contents, and now it no longer has the status of a Kli Rishon because of the Chisaron of a Kli Sheni. But it comes out, anything above that, if you lack the deficiency of Defanos HaMekaros, it will be a Kli Rishon. These are the two tzedakim, and it's going to get very nuanced today. And we came out with two nafkaminos, basically middle cases where you don't have the maila of Kli Rishon, Defanos HaMekaros, but you also don't have the deficiency in the chisaron of a Kli Sheni of Defanos HaMekaros. Nafkamin number one we had was Machlokes Rashbam Rabbeinu Tam, Iri Kli Rishon, very good. And nafkamin number two was the Davar Gush between the Marshal, Isser V'Heter, the Ramah, whether or not a Davar Gush is a Kli Rishon, a Kli Sheni, which we saw last week was Geboit, what does that mean? Predicated on, built upon the fact that what the distinction is between a Kli Rishon and a Kli Sheni. Today, we're going to be mashlim that sugya with a third nafkamina, but it's a very, very relevant nafkamina, L'Hilchos Shabbos, so we couldn't skip it and didn't have time to do it last week. So the third nafkamina is the din of matzekes. A ladle. This is actually a machlokas, two dayas in a rishon, in Tosos. Tosos of Odezarla Megimol Beis, Divrei Masl Knossa, brings down a situation of a ladle being scooping out contents from a Kli Rishon. And mind you, the Re in Tosos over there is not discussing Hilchos Shabbos. He's discussing it outside of Hilchos Shabbos, which we'll see, though it's relevant to Hilchos Shabbos. And Tosos of Odezarla, the Re over there is Misupak. He says that if you have a ladle that scoops out contents of food from a Kli Rishon and you remove it immediately from the Kli Rishon, he is misupak whether the ladle has a status of a Kli Sheni or a status of a Kli Rishon. You have your Kli Rishon over here, you put the ladle inside, you scoop out contents, mi'ad, you take it out, does it have a status of a Kli Sheni or a Kli Rishon? What's the nafka mina, whether it's a Kli Sheni or a Kli Rishon, says the Re, other than Hilchos Shabbos. Two nafkaminas, two implications, which needs some background information to understand why this is relevant. The Re says, one implication is Isser V'Heter. For those who know from Basar V'Cholam and Tarogas, there's a concept of Meligas Tarnagolas. What's Meligas Tarnagolas? So on a very basic level, before you salt a chicken, let's say, it's very easy to, it's very hard to do that. It's very difficult if you have the feathers still on the chicken. So in order to remove the feathers from the chicken, they would put a tarnagol into hot water to soften it up and to pluck it out. It's otherwise it's very tedious to pluck out the feathers. So zikr, what does zikr mean? Besides your palak, what? For sure. Certainly, if you put the tarnagoles into a kli rishon, that you for sure cannot do. Why? What will happen? Because since a kli rishon has a koach of mevashel, it also has, listen carefully, the koach to do two transfers when it comes to blias. Two transfers when it comes to iser veheter. So what will happen is you'll put the tarnagoles into the kli rishon. It will be maflit, which means expel the dam from the tarnagoles, and then it'll right back come back in and be mavlia, reabsorb back into the tarnagoles, and now you have a chicken which has reabsorbed its own dam without melicha, and you cannot do melicha after the dam has come out and went back in. It doesn't work. It's not effective. So says the Ri that if you have a tarnagoles with its feathers, you put it into the kli rishon, for sure not. It'll be maflit the dam out and mavlia back in, and your tarnagoles won't be able to be salted afterwards, usher to eat, because you won't be able to salt it afterwards. That, says the Ri, is by kli rishon. What about, so says the Ri, we have the same shiloh when it comes to a matzekes. If instead, I'm sorry, let me, before that, however, if you took the tarnagoles and you put it into a kli sheni, it'll soften the feathers. The kli sheni does not have a koach to be mevashel, so it won't be maflit umavliya the dam. You'll take off the feathers, you'll do the salt afterwards, and you're good to go. Comes along the Ri for the middle case. What about an irui from a ladle? You take a ladle out of the kli rishon, and now you want to pour that hot water onto the tarnagolas to remove its feathers. So this will depend. If you assume a ladle is a kli sheni, and you're pouring it onto the tarnagolas, that'll be an irui kli sheni, and nothing will happen with the dam. It won't be maflet umavliya. However, if a ladle has a status of a kli rishon, because it came from a kli rishon, and then you pour it onto the tarnagoles, an iri kli rishon li paskin is mevashel. It has a koach abishel, Rabbeinu Tam. And therefore, it'll be able to be maflet umavliya the dam, and it'll hurt your procedure of salting. So this is one implication of whether or not a ladle is considered a kli sheni or considered a kli rishon. That's Aleph. Yeah.
Iri kli rishon does mevashel kli tivo, but who knows if it's mavi mafia as well?
Yeah, mevashel always. Anytime it's mevashel, it'll be mafat mavliya. Even if it's only kli klipa, it'll be mafat mavliya. Mevashel, whenever it creates a halachic bishel, automatically that's synonymous with two transfers of mafat mavliya. That's mefarish in the shach and kofei from Tyrovis. Okay, now comes the second. That's a chumrah of whether or not a ladle will be considered a kli rishon or not. Comes along the Ri and says a kula. In determining that this ladle will be a kli rishon or not. Says the Ri, we all know that there's a basic principle in Hechsher Kalim called kibolo kach polto, that in order to purge a kli with blias of Isser inside, you have to mimic the same way in which those blias were absorbed in. So if the blias of Isser were absorbed into a kli through a kli rishon, you have to be du hagala with a kli rishon. If it was through a kli sheni, through a kli sheni, v'chule v'chule. Says the Ri, what if you have, let's say, I'm making this case up, a countertop which received blias of Isser through an Iuri Kli Rishon? That's usually how it happens on a countertop. You have an Iuri Kli Rishon of Nevela juice or whatever it is, or Busser, whatever chillot that fell into your countertop and became absorbed in through an Iuri Kli Rishon. And now you want to do Hagala. Now you can't take a massive countertop and put it into a Kli Rishon. So what's the next bet? What you should do is just mimic the same thing. Do an irui kli rishon to purge the counter of its blias. So says the Ri, can I use a ladle that scooped out content from a kli rishon and I immediately removed it and pour the hot water onto that area to do a hagala? Will it be effective or not? Says the Ri, it's tully. If you hold that a ladle has a status of a kli sheni, then it will not be an effective hagala, because it's not kibolo kach polto. These are blias that went in through iuri kli rishon, and this is blias that this is a hagava of an iuri kli sheni. Doesn't work. But says the Ri, if a ladle has a status of a kli rishon, then what you're doing is an iuri kli rishon, and you are now removing the blias through an Yirik Tirishon, Kibolok Achboto, and you did an effective Haggadah, says the Ri, these are the two implications of whether a ladle is a Klisheni or a Klirishon, both Lagabe Isser Veheter and Lagabe Haggadah. Lagabe Isser Veheter, treating it like a Klirishon will be a Chumrah. Lagabe Haggadah, it'll be a Kula, that we will allow you to do an Yirik Tirishon. Says the Ri, I'm a Supak. I have a Suffolk. I'm not sure whether to treat it like a Klirishon or a Klisheni. The Rush on the spot, Paskins, he's Machria. I hold it's a Kli Rishon. It's a Kli Rishon. That is the Dion in Rishonim with two Nafkaminas, and the Rush is Machria one way. So we have, whenever you have a Suffolk in Tosos, what does that mean? That means you have two Dayas in Tosos. You have to be Masbir both Stadim of Tosos, and whether or not it should be a Kli Rishon or a Kli Sheni, and one, and the Rush will be aligned with one of those Stadim. And we have two implications, Isser Veheter and Kibolo Kachpoto, and it's very relevant, the Gabi Hilchos Shabbos, says the Mishnah Berurah and others, and this is Mavur and Tosfos and Zvachim, that this the same analysis of Matzekes will also apply to Hilchos Shabbos, that if we determine that a ladle has a status of a Kli Rishon, that means that all the relevant halachas of Koach HaMivashel by Shabbos will be applied to this ladle. Masha'enkin, if it's a Kli Sheni, then you'll have more kulas, if maybe even mutter, legamre, because a Kli Sheni is Eino Mivashel. So whether or not a ladle is a Kli Rishon Kli Sheni doesn't only impact the Isser Veheter and Haggadah, but also Legali Melech HaShabbos, which is why we're doing it today. What? You had a question? No. Okay. So the question becomes, I'm ready to hear your own suggestions. What is the Hesber in the Shaila? I already set it up. New. Hopes. Okay, just someone say it. No, I said it too fast. I did it one too fast. Should I repeat? Oh, you want to say it? Okay, go ahead. Say it.
The Faros Mechalos or Faros Mechalos. So if you say it's a function in Faros Mechalos, then...
What is the function of the Faros Mechalos?
The Matzekes. Meaning if Kli Rishon.
Yeah.
If I take it out, and right now it's lacking in Faros Mechalos, but this is not Mechalos, so I'm
right.
Saying it's not Kli Rishon.
Very good.
Or I'll
very
tell
good.
You...
Very good. That's it. You did it. Says the Chavos Das, in Sivan Sadi Beis, says the Chavos Das, he makes an observation. A ladle, again, be very careful with what I'm saying right now. A ladle that you scoop out of a Kli Rishon immediately with its contents, says the Chavos Das, you definitely do not have Defanos HaMechamimos, because this Kli, this ladle, was not heated up on the fire. It was removed immediately from the fire, from the Kli Rishon, and now you just have a ladle off the fire. It was never heated up by the fire. But on the other hand, you don't have Defanos HaMekaros, because Defanos HaMekaros means you have previously cold walls that are now interacting with the new food that's coming into it. But here, this ladle scooped up the contents while it was in the Kli Rishon. The contents never went into a Defanos HaMekaros situation. You have warm walls. You don't have hot walls on a fire, but you definitely don't have cold walls. So this, says the Taz, and we'll see how this plays out with Halacha, is the Hesber and the Shaila of third Nafkamina. If you hold the baseline Koveya between a Kli Rishon and a Kli Sheni, is that you need the Maila of Defanos HaMechamos, a Matzekes will automatically be a Kli Sheni. And it won't give you an Isser of Maligas HaTarnagoles, of Isser Veheter. It won't be able to do two transfers. And it won't be able to, and Lekula, and Lechumra, it won't help you with Haggadah. It'll be Niri Kli Sheni. Masha'enkin, if you hold at the baseline Koveya between a Rishon and a Sheni, is that you need the Chisaron of Defanos HaMekaros. Here you don't have Defanos HaMekaros, because when it scooped out the contents from the Kli Rishon, the contents of Yatzeletes Bo are interacting with walls that are not cold. In a general case of Kli Sheni, you take a soup and you put it into a bowl. The bowl has pre-existing cold walls. You're putting soup into it. Now it interacts and cools it down. But here, I'm scooping it out from the Kli Rishon. The walls are all hot. They're not heated up by the fire, but they're hot. And you won't have the content being cooled off by the Defanos to make it a Kli Sheni. And therefore, it'll come out to be a Kli Rishon, and it'll give you a Chumra Legabe Isser Veheter, and it'll give you a Kula Legabe Haggadah. Yes.
What if I put the ladle in the freezer?
Interesting question. Hold off on that. Yes.
The Gemara Shabbos Daf Mem, Rabbis. with
the
pach shemen. Yes. He has to dip it in the
Taz goes how to read that Gemara. Tol, tol or not tol. The Taz brings that Gemara and he cheshbens how to read it kafi each step.
That's only drawn. That's not Hebrew.
You'll see it next year with the Shem. It's how he based. Yes. Sifkat
the lach. Isn't there a lack of cold walls? You mean there's hot walls?
Nope. What? Lack of?
There's no cold walls. So
I didn't say that. No, lack of cold walls means?
Hot.
Yeah, but what's the baseline? If you need cold walls to be called a klisheni, then anything above that is a klirishon.
Then the first side, the walls are hot.
The first side, you need the finals hamechamos that were heated up by the fire. You don't have the finals that were heated up by the fire because you just put it in and took it right out. Yes.
How do you define cold walls?
Cold. Previously cold walls. Now, you'll see why. It doesn't have to mean...
Walls are colder than the hot
yes,
walls?
Yes, at least that.
So then the later walls are colder than the hot
no,
walls?
No, because you scooped it out with the content.
But they were never heated by the fire, so they don't have the same...
No, but the content and the walls have the same exact temperature. Relative to each other, the walls will never have a lower temperature than the contents. You'll see that what you just said is going to come very relevant in a second. But right now, when you scoop, I was very careful how I said it. I knew you were going to ask that, or someone, that if you have a clear, if you're scooping the contents out of the clear rishon, the walls are not going to be any less than the contents of the clear rishon. It's not going to be able to cool it off. Yes? For now, 1 second. We'll get to that in a second. For now, it's just mia. You scooped it right out. Oh, okay. Wait. Slow down. Okay, great. Everyone's excited. Okay, so let's go. So, this machlokas, these two dayas in the Ri, and the hachra of the Rush, which we just said was tully on the finals machamos and the finals makaros, which is our third nafkamina, actually comes out lehalacha as a machlokas aposkin. The Maharil in his minhagim in Hilchos Hagala owes Zion. Brings down a kli sheshoev, a ladle that is being shoev contents of food from a kli rishon, says the Maharil, I hold it's a kli sheni. I paskin like that one side that it's a kli sheni, and therefore the Maharil is the gabi Hilchos Hagala. It will not be effective for Hilchos Hagala. Masha'enki in the Taz in Siman Tzadi Beis, which is where the Chavos Das is coming commenting on, paskins lechumra, like the other side, like the Rush, that really a Matzekes, a ladle, is considered a kli rishon, and therefore he brings raya from Shabbos, he brings raya from that Gemara. It's legabe iser beheter, legabe hagala pashtus. He's not sure whether lechum lekula also, but at least it's a kli rishon. Many poskim understand in the Taz that he's going all the way to kli rishon, even lekula legabe hagala, and legabe hilchos Shabbos, it will be mevasho. It will qualify as a kli rishon for bishul. This is the Machlokas Aposkim, which is really just paralleling the two dayas of the Ri. Now, the reason why I did this is because each one of these poskim bring a hagabalah, they bring a qualification to their shita. And I want to show you how these two respective qualifications really directly flow the shitase from their havana of kli rishon kli sheni. Let's start with the Maharil, which is going to really address all everyone's questions that you asked before. Qualification, hagabalah, the hagabil, to make boundaries, to limit. Comes along the Maharil and says like this. This that I say that a ladle is considered a klisheni is only, like Yonah said, is only if it was immediate. But if it was nishtahe bifnim, if it was remained inside, it was in the kli rishon for a long period of time, posts can give different shiurim. I saw as little as 1 minute by Rav Yitzchak Berkowitz. Even as 1 minute, you leave the ladle in the kli rishon for a long period of time, whatever time you want to call that amount of time, yesh ladun, if you leave it for a long period of time, I am modeh, says the Maharil, that's called the kli rishon. So whenever that happens, if a shita starts to qualify himself, very often you have to put that back into the original havana of his shita. 1 second, let me spell it out, and then you can, what you want to ask?
It's still going to be the same temperature as a full Let's
start over. No. Watch. Here we go. Says the Maharil, if you assume, like me, based on our Havana, that the reason why a Matzekes is considered a klisheni is because you need the Mailov Defanos Hamechamimos, that they were heated up by the fire, well, if you take it, scoop it out, and take it right out, it wasn't heated up by the fire. But if you leave it in the Kli Rishon, at least if it's on the fire for sure, you leave it in the Kli Rishon for a long period of time, this Kli, this ladle, will be no different than the Kli, the outer Kli. They're both Amad Al Ha'or, they're both becoming Defanos Ha Mechamemos, and they will be able to preserve and have that added intensity of quality to preserve the Cham, the Chom of the contents that are inside. So says the Maharil, even though I hold in general to Klisheni, because I don't have the mile of Defanos HaMechamos, that's only if you put it in, scoop it out, and take it right out. But if you leave it in for a long period of time, you will be Amad Ala Or. You will be heated up by the fire, and it will be able to have that added quality of Defanos HaMechamos. That's the Maharil. Comes along the Taz, and he makes his own limitation. Says the Taz, this that I say, that a matzekes is considered a Kli Rishon, that's only if you actually take contents of food along with it. But if you don't, if you just take content, you know, you just put the ladle in and it comes out, oh, here it is, it comes out empty, then says the Taz, I am mode that it's a Kli Sheni. Oh, so what's the pshat here? Same thing, what's the Taz say? If you hold that the reason why a ladle is considered a klisheni, which we explain is based on the fact that it doesn't have the chisaron of defanos hamikaros, because it doesn't have pre-existing cold walls to cool off the content that you put in, because you scooped it out together, Sam. Here, though, if you take it out empty, then any future food that you put into this kli that is empty will be relatively warmer than the walls that are around it, because you took it out, and now any new food will be cooled off by the empty walls. No different than a regular bowl of a ke'ara that has cold walls. So says the Taz, my limitation of defanos hamikaros flows into this hagbala, that if you take it out empty, it will not have the status of a kli rishon. So it comes out, just to summarize, and I'll take questions, it comes out that we had a machlokas, we had dinin rishonin, whether or not a ladle has a status of a kli rishon or kli sheni, that impacted on Isser Heter, that impacted on Hagala. Now we show that it really expresses itself, Mr. Brewer says, also in the Leches Mevashel. We show that this is Tali on the Hezber that we had, of whether or not you have a Maila, you need the Maila of Defanos Mechamos, or you need the Chisar of Defanos Mekaros. This case of Mitzekes, in straight up, if you just put it in, take it right out with contents, Miyad, it will not have Mechamos. But at the same time, it will not be Mikaros because you don't have pre-existing cold walls. But each one of these poskim are now being magbil that based on that Havana. Lefida Maharil, who says that it's a klisheni, that's only true if you put it in miyad and take it right out because you don't have mechamos. But once you leave it in for a long period of time, you will now have amad ala or. And that Shulchan Aruch Harav spells that out. Masheinkin. If you hold like the Taz, that the reason why it's a Kli Rishon is because you don't have the Defanos HaMekaros, yesh ladun, though, when it comes out empty. When it's together with the chom of the food, then it's relative to the food, it's not going to be able to cool it off. But when you take it out empty, any future food you put into this Kli will be relatively, be cooled off by the walls of the ladle that you're putting it into. And therefore you will have Defanos HaMekaros. Oof, yeah. Yes, Paul.
Supa that's not on the counter, you take it off. Is that a Kli Rishon?
One more time?
A supa that's off the fire, on the counter now. Is that a Kli Rishon or a Kli Sheni?
Off the fire?
Yeah.
Rishon.
Ladle. But in the Maharil.
What?
In the Maharil. You leave it in for a long time, off the ish.
So off the ish, that already is a good question. We're at least talking about on the ish, that's Tosas Lashon, on the ish. You would have to, this would have to be only in an analysis when it's on the ish. The Shulchan Aruch Harav and others do seem to say that you don't need actual on the ish as long as you have the equivalent of on the ish. Equivalent of all the ish, but that is already a nuanced point which I want to do after shir, not right now. Two for two. Yeah.
Can you say again why the Taz said the empty ladle would be cliche?
The Taz, who says the reason why a ladle is considered a kli rishon is because you need the chisar of the defanos hamikaros. So that's only going to be not existent when you take it out of the food, out with food, because then the walls that you have are warm, and the food that you have is yatzo lettuce bow, and the warm walls which have the same temperature as the content of food will not be able to cool off the food. You don't have to follow some mikaros. But that's only when you take food with it, because now relative to each other, they're not going to cool each other down. Masha'inki, if you take it out empty, then now we're not dealing with this food in the ladle, we're dealing with new food coming into here. Is this going to be called a Kli Rishon or a Kli Sheni? So if you have new food coming into here, these walls very, very could very well be more cool than the contents that you put inside. And therefore it'll be able to cool
because
it down.
Nothing else is heating it up, isn't it?
Yeah, it's not, it's no longer, it's now declining, and any new food is going to be hotter than the walls that are surrounding it.
Because you haven't carried out the Kli Sheni?
Nachon. Yeah.
Why if you take out food or liquid, why should there be a difference? In the case of the Taz, you're taking out nothing, or either taking out water?
In which case? The limitation of the Taz, or in the Ikrashita of the Taz?
Limitation of the Taz.
In the limitation of the Taz, you're taking out nothing. You're taking out nothing. You're just taking it out, and now the Kshayla is, what if I put something, a raw piece of food in here? What will happen? Is it Kli Rishon, Kli Sheni? Yeah.
Does the for the Maronel's qualification, does it need to be constant? Or let's say like I'm like going and taking soup back and forth.
Oh, interesting. That's a good question. I'm not sure. I'm not sure. That's a good question. Do you retzifus or not?
Right.
That's a good question. Yeah, Stevie.
Does it matter whether the matzekes is like metal versus like a plastic one?
The metal one
would get hot right away. But a plastic one is not necessarily going to get as hot as the
interesting. Contents. Interesting. I'm not sure.
Why not? Plastic isn't hot?
I don't know.
I mean, maybe I'm wrong.
It's not conducive for heat, you're saying.
Right, yeah.
I'm not sure. That's a good question. Yes, Yoni?
They said last week that there's some things that one got food that came out of Rishon, it's like a Rishon.
Saragosh, that's assuming it's the final Makaros.
Then after, so I went to with this Taz.
What?
The Lido. She was the cook is using that and food that was in the pot.
What do you mean? Well, I don't understand.
So between
an empty ladle?
That was in the pot.
So in both cases, it should be, it doesn't have a chamos, but it doesn't have a karos.
Davar gush.
So what are you saying? It should come out.
There's no for davar gush to be davar gush.
I mean, the taz should come out if he's saying it's empty, would be a klisheni, then a davar gush should be klisheni. Okay, so enachlami, you don't have to say this empty hakbala. I'm just saying if you say this qualification of the Taz, it would be predicated on that side. But you're right, you don't have to finish it off that way. Enachlami, that's why I think Yonatan was also bothered by that. Why dafka empty? Enachlami. Yes, yeah.
If I take it empty, it's only a Kli Sheni if I put something like outside.
Right.
If I re-dunk it, it's a Kli Rishon.
When you
re-dunk it? If I put it back into the pot. I take it out empty. Yeah, the second time I take out stuff with it.
And then you have that's a new shaila now. Yeah, now you have a new kind of question. Yeah. Dunk. Yes, Clive.
How long does it remain a Kli Rishon for if you take it out?
That's a good question. You take with content down. Yeah, Nechnami, that's a good question. At some point when it goes by yourself, well, for sure you lost Kli Rishon. But when is it called the final Makaros? That's a good question. Those are Dikdukim. Okay, let's go weiter, and then we will handle any other questions afterwards. Okay, so now, how do we paskin? How do we paskin? So, in terms of Poskei Ashkenaz, the Poskei Ashkenaz are definitely machmirim. The Taz and Siddin Tzadi Beis hold Zikli Rishon. The Shach also says it's a Kli Rishon L'chumrah. The Gra Siman Kuf Zayin also holds Kli Rishon L'chumrah. The Aruch HaShulchan also, the Chachmas Adam, many, many poskim, Mishnah Berurah says, and also the Gavei Shabbos, you have to assume a Matzekes is considered a Kli Rishon, and therefore says the Aruch HaShabbos in Aleph Perek Aleph, Os Ayin through Ayin Gimel, the following will come out in Hilchos Shabbos. First of all, let's just make sure we have the setup. If any, let's say the Orach HaShabbos is speaking about a case of soup, this is practical applications right now, says the Orach HaShabbos, if you take the ladle and you put it into soup, and you take it out right away with the soup, so this, like we just paskin, like based on all the Poskei Ashkenaz, is considered a Kli Rishon. So says the Orach HaShabbos, if you have that soup in that ladle, and you, I don't know why, but you want to just put some seasoning, some spices, raw spices in that ladle before putting it into your bowl of soup, that will be awesome. That will be Mevashel Doraisa. Because we assume that a ladle with its contents, even if it's removed right away, is a Kli Rishon L'chumrah, Lagavi Bishul B'Shabbos. That's scenario one. Now, if we move on to the chronology, the sequence of events, usually the next case is a person wants to take the ladle with that soup and pour it into his bowl. But let's say in his bowl, he has some leftover, I don't know, coleslaw or some kind of pickle, cucumber, something that is raw, and now he's pouring from the ladle onto that bowl, that also will be a bishul d'oraisa because it's an iruri of a kli rishon. And we pass an iruri kli rishon is sif yud, I'm sorry, everyone should have gone through that by now, is levasher beno tante klipa. So that will also be a bishul d'oraisa. Okay? However, one second, let me just finish the flow. If after you poured it onto the next kli without anything on there, that lechora will be considered a klisheni. Okay. Now we will see at the second half of this year, which will be very, very short, don't worry, that there are certain chumras by klisheni as opposed to klishlishi. So it makes a very big nafkamina whether or not we treat that bowl that you put it into as a klisheni or a klishlishi. Okay, and that's how the Ashkenazim are machmir to treat a matzekes as a kli rishon, definitely inside, iri kli rishon, and then the next eventual kli will be a kli sheni. However, the bit this is very important. The Mishnah Berurah in Rishon and Gimel Sif Katan Pei Dalet says that because we're being machmir to treat a matzekes as a kli rishon, but we do have atzah that it's a kli sheni, if you have other tzirufim, you can be mekel. So that one of the classic examples that are given, the Rosh Hashanah says, is that a person, let's say, has soup Friday night, and now he wants a refill. Now that soup that's left over in his ke'ara, which he didn't finish, let's say a little drop, you know, not drop, let's say a full layer of soup is left over, it's cooled down by now. We're going to see in two shiurim that everyone agrees that yesh bishul achar bishul when it comes to lach that has cooled down, even though it was previously cooked. So now you ask for seconds, and now your mother, whoever, your wife, takes a scoop of more soup and now wants to now pour it onto your bowl. So that would be an iri kli rishon on a davar lach that is cold. It should also be a bishul. Comes along in the Shavuot and says, not so fast. Because we have snifim hakel. First of all, it's not clear whether a matzekes is a kli rishon kli sheni. But even if it is a kli rishon, there are shitas that hold that an iri kli rishon is only mevashel if it lands on a solid food. But if it lands in liquid, because it's miyad misarev with a liquid, that does not have the koach of bishul. And we can even add another one, maybe you're thinking this as well. The Rosh Hashanah doesn't mention this. But even thirdly, we have a third snif lahakel. We're going to see in two shiurim from now that there are many rishonim who hold ein bishul achar bishul, even by a davar lach that cooled down the gamre. So we definitely have at least one sniff, maybe even two sniff in Lahakel, and says the Mishnah Berurah, it'll be mutter to rely on matzekes being a klisheni in conjunction with another mitigating consideration. So these are the two classic cases in terms of putting it back on cold lach, that Mishnah Berurah would say is mutter because you have a sniff Lahakel. Now, very important, says the Shabbos Kitchen of Simcha Ben Cohen, all of this, very important, is assuming that the ladle was scooping it out and mi'ad being removed. However, if you left it in the pot for a long period of time, and maybe even in Ariel's case, you went back and forth for many, many times, but I'm not sure, but at least if you leave it there for a long period of time, for a minute, Rav Yitzchak Berkowitz says, even just a minute, then none of this sniffim lahakel apply. Because then even the Maharil held that was a kli rishon. Everyone held that was a kli rishon. Not just a chumrah on poskim. Vadai, Iker Din. And so you have no right to be now being more sniff from Lahakel. This is a classic Kli Rishon. No different than a Kli Rishon that's on the fire, off the fire. So very important to remember that if you want to use this Mishnah Berurah Lekula, the sniffim, it's only if the ladle was used immediately out of the Kli Rishon. That was all Poske Ashkenaz. What about the Poske Svarad?
According to the
Kli Rishon, because even the Maharil, right? That was qualification one. Even the Maharil who held that a ladle is considered a kli sheni was mode that if it was stayed in there for a long time, it'll be a kli rishon. Now, how did the poske Svarad come out?
The Mishnah Berurah said that it was only because of that.
Was because we have matzekes as a shaila, and even if you want to be machmir, you have more sniffim. That's only because matzekes is a shaila. But if matzekes is vadek kli rishon, then you don't have it. The poske Svarad, Yakut Yosef and Shimon Ches, Os Pei Dalet, brings both dayas, whether or not a matzekes is considered a rishon klisheni, and he says Meikra Hadin to treat it like a klisheni. But he does end off by saying Hamachmer Tavol of Bracha. He does point that out. And he definitely said that if it stays there for a long period of time, again, everyone agrees that that would be a kli rishon, which is probably very common. Usually that's what most mothers do, right? Most people do. They leave the ladle in the soup pot. So just keep that in mind. That everyone agrees that that's considered a kli rishon. The Abia Omer, Ravadia as well, Chelek Zayin, also says Mikra did it should be a kli sheni. But if it stays there for a long time, he at least has a tzad, a strong tzad, that would be a kli rishon. One last point, Rav Yitzchak Berkowitz does point out that this entire discussion of ladles being treated like a kli rishon is only a soup ladle, like a spoon ladle. But if you're dealing with a spatula or a fork being used in a kli rishon, that doesn't have a status of a matzekes lehalacha. Yes.
Why not?
I guess it doesn't have the walls. I'm not sure
because
why.
Can you scoop anything you're saying?
I guess so you don't have the contents. It's like almost like a Raycon almost, right?
It's
like a Raycon. It's not Tefanos. Yeah.
So I guess, according to the Ashkenaz, meaning is there a problem, meaning your bowl is now klisheni, and now a lot of people get their challah in.
Oh, we'll get to that right now. Let's do that right now. Very good. So just to summarize everything, we'll do the last half of the shiur in 4 minutes, hopefully 6 minutes. Just to summarize everything, we have a fundamental chakira in what the distinction is between Rishon Kli Sheni for Toldos Ha'or. Is it Tefanos B'chamos, Tefanos Ha-Mekaros? Kli Rishon, for sure, is Mevashel. Iuri Kli Rishon, we showed, is Emachokis Rishonim, which is Tali. Dover Gush is Emachokis Achronim Maposkim, which is Tali. Matzekes is Emachokis 2 days in Ri, and 2 days in Poskim, also Tali. So we have three nafkaminas that flow from Kli Rishon versus klisheni being mevashel or not. But a klisheni, the fifth case, klisheni is for sure eino mevashel. That being the case, the Gemara in Shabbos on Kuf Mem Hei Amud Beis brings down a limitation, a hagbala to klisheni. Says the Mishnah that a person is allowed to pour hot water onto raw food on Shabbos. Lefi the Rashbam, that could even be Iri Kli Rishon, because that's a klisheni. Lefi Rabbeinu Tam, who will be talking about an Iri klisheni. You're allowed to pour water onto raw food, except for Meliach HaYoshan and, what's it say? Kulius Ispidin. Meliach HaYoshan is a very salty, salted fish, and Kulius Ispidin is?
Spanish mackerel.
Spanish mackerel. Spanish mackerel. That, says Rashi, if you pour hot water in the different cases that we just mentioned, whether it's an Iri Kli Rishon with the Rashbam, which is a klisheni, or in the Rabbeinu Tam, it will be Mevashel Chayev Chatas, says Rav Yosef in the Gemara. Comes along the Yerayim, Sivan Reish Ayin Dalet, and he says, we have one Gemara that tells us that we thought klisheni is Eino Mevashel categorical. But we see from this Gemara, Kuf Memhe, that's not true. There are some foods that are not, they are susceptible to Bishul, even in a klisheni. Furthermore, says the Yerayim, there's one day in the Gemara, which you've seen already, Rav Chiya, Abaye B'Shem Rav Chiya, that if you have melach, even melach in a kli sheni is mevashel, if you one day. So you see that there are certain foods that are mevashel in a kli sheni. So what's going on? Is it eno mevashel or is it mevashel? Says the Yerayim, it must be, we see from here, that there's a musug called kalei habishel, that you have certain foods that are soft and rach, and the ability to mevashel is not purely based on rishon versus sheni, kli rishon kli sheni, says the Yerayim. It's a function of mashe nisbashel. It's also the davar hamisbashel. It's not just what kli you're using, but also what you're cooking. So says the Yerayim, based on this, we're going to expand it to pas. Pas, which is bread and soft, that certainly will be susceptible to a bishul in a kli sheni. And then says the Yerayim, a wild chiddush, because ein anu bikiyim, in what is a kali abishal, what is not, everything has to be assumed to be a kali abishal. Massive chumrah of the Yerayim. All based on this one gemara that says Spanish mackerel and salted fish is not impervious to a kli sheni. So therefore he expands it to pas, and he expands it to all kali abishal, and based on Ein Ar Bikiyim, you have to be machmer on all foods to assume that it's kali abishal. Let me finish. By kli sheni. Okay. And the Beis Yosef brings the smog, who brings down Elazar Mimitz. What's your problem? No, I'm too long. What? Okay, we'll get to that. Let's take it slow down. Let me speak. So now, how do we paskin lehalacha? This is a limitation on klisheni. How do we paskin? So again, we have somewhat of a split. Poski Ashkenaz, the Rama brings down Sefeg, that Nohagu lehizar lechatchila, not to put pas, even in a klisheni. The Orcha Shabbos says, the fact that he says lezahir is lavdavka. He's only saying lezahir because we're talking about pas, which many people, many Rishonim hold as ein bishol acharfiya. But in general, kalia bishol, the Rama is machmir. Just like the Yireim, okay, barring pas, it happens to be, we'll see, the Rav Yah holds, yesh bishol achar bishol, of the Yireim holds, yesh bishol acharfiya. That's why he said pas. But we don't hold that way. But in general, by Kali Abishal, says the Rama, we paskin this limitation that we have a chumrah of Kali Abishal in a klisheni. The Taz says even the halacha of Einanu Bikiyin applies to Kali Abishal. The Magen Avraham says the same thing and says Yesh Lahachmir, the Tosef HaShabbos, the Drosh Tzlach, the Nodeh Bihud, the Drosh Lamed Vav, also says Safek Skila Hizu when it comes to a Kali Abishal in a klisheni. The Chachmas Ad, Chaya Adam, I'm sorry, also paskins, the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, the Mishnah Berurah, the Igros Moshe, or Chaim Chelek Dalet, whoever you want, paskins, the Kali Abishal is, happens to be Chazon Ish argued, but then they said, the Simchat Ben Kohen said, had he had the Urayim, the original Sefer inside, if had he seen it, he would have been Machmir. Okay. So now, these Poskim Ashkenaz, within this camp of Achronim Poskim that are Machmir for this Urayim, that Kali Abishal is Chayiv even in a Klisheni. So there's a Machlokas Achronim within that, the Gabe a Klishlishi, which is what you pointed out before. The Urayim Beferish says Klishlishi, Kali Abishal applies to. The Chazon Ish and Rav Yashiv also say that if you hold the Kali Abishal, it would apply to Kli Shlishi. However, the Mishnah Berurah brings down the Prima Gadim, who's been Sadeid Le'Kula.
Chazon Ish, if you hold of Kali Abishal.
Because Chazon Ish didn't hold of it, but if you held of Kali Abishal, then even by a Kli Shlishi, Mashenkin, the Mishnah Berurah, the Prima Gadim has been Sadeid is Le'Kula, that Kli Shlishi will not have the Chumrah of Kali Abishal, which is very important. So even the Ashkenazim, who many poskim in the poskim Ashkenaz are machmir for Kali Abishal and Klisheni, there's definitely room to be mekel by Klishlishi. Mishnah Berurah brings down the Prima Gadim, who is mekel. What about the poske Sfarant? So Shulchan Aruch and Hilchos Shabbos in the Shinu Chesed Hay brings down a
Yesh V'Yesh.
Very good. Someone said to me, Stam V'Yesh, it's not true. Read the whole line. It's a Yesh V'Yesh. Yesh Misha Omer, which is the Urayim, that you can't put pas in a Klisheni. The Yesh Matirim, that you could put it into a Klisheni. Says the Knesset Zagdola and Klali Apsak, that whenever the Mechaber says a Yesh V'Yesh, he goes by Yesh Basra. Yesh Basra, which means he's being Mekel. And Chacham Ben Tzion Abashul and Chelek Beis also says that we shouldn't be Machmir, it's on a Kali Abishal, and even in a Klisheni, Chazon Avadia, as well in the Vasha Oschaf, also is Mekel Kmo Hayesh Matirim. However, there are, you never asked a question, go ahead, Shmuel. I feel bad. You never get that.
It's okay, come to
that. Okay. I do want to point out, though, that Ben Ish Chai does sound like he is Machmir for the Urayim, and even Ravadia and the Yakut Yosef does say it's a Chumrah, it is a Chumrah Ba'alma, there is basis for Chumrah to be machmer for Kali Abishal. But Maker Hadin,
is that?
There's no issue of Kali Abishal and Klisheni with Fida Poske Sfarad, but they do say there is a basis for Chumr. I do want to say that. Ben Ish Chai sounds like he's holding of it. Let me just get to the, I'm sorry. Okay. So, based on this, let's just bring down two practical applications of Kali Abishal. This gets into AB's point before. Application number one is the classic question of, can I dip challah into my soup? Or can I put croutons into my soup? Now, croutons that are cooked, like the yellow ones I think are cooked, right? Those are usually cooked. Cooked ones, or even deep fried ones, that we don't have a shayla, because that's ein bishol achar bishol by a davar yavesh, no problem. But when it comes to the more fancier croutons, the ones you put in salad, the baked croutons, that, can you put that into soup? That's or regular challah. You still want to dip challah into your hot yatzo lettuce soup that you have. So, according to, it says the Orcha Shabbos, this should be Tali. Lefi, the Shulchan Aruch, who's Mekel, and you can put a Kali Bishol in a Klisheni. And we said that a ladle, a lyrically Rishon, that's being poured into actual soup, is considered a Klisheni, so you'll still have a Kula, because we don't hold a Kali Bishol in a Klisheni, Lefi, the Shulchan Aruch. And that's what Yakut Yosef Paskins, and O Samach Gimel, you're allowed to put Chala into your Marak.
Klisheni.
Even in a Klisheni.
Even in Klishon.
I'm just saying, even you don't hold the Kali Abishon in Klishini, and if you hold the Abishon Acharafia.
Even the Klishon.
Yeah, but I'm just talking about. I'm just talking about Haas right now. You're right. I'm just, if it was Kali Abishon, I'm saying even only in Klishini, not in Klishon. Right? If it's Pas, then if you hold the Abishon Acharafia, you'd be able to do it even in a Klishon. But in terms of Kali Abishon right now, Kali Abishon is a Chumrabai in Klishini. And so since the Shulchan Aruch doesn't hold of Kali Abishal and Klisheni, you'd be able to put the challah directly into your soup or the baked croutons directly into your soup. The Ramah, we just showed, holds of the Yireim, and he's machmir on Kali Abishal in a Klisheni, and therefore you'd be not be able to put it in. Now, however, like we said before, if there are tsirufim, like we had by Matzekes, we can use that lekula. So even if you hold of Kali Abishal and Klisheni, assuming again it doesn't stay in for a long period of time, it's right away, then even Ashkenazim can put their challah and baked croutons in their soup, based on the Mishnah Berurah in Shin Yud Ches, who says that Matzekes, which we are only pasking lechumra, is the Kli Rishon, we can mitigate that shaila by having other considerations, and therefore you'd be able to put bread inside. So for example, if you put the Matzekes, you pour the hot soup into your ki'ara, and you want to dip challah in. So even on the tzad that it's a kli rishon of a matzekes, nonetheless, we do have those who say, yesh matirim, that we don't hold of kali abishol. And even if you want to hold of kali abishol in a kli sheni, we're dealing with pas, which is ein bishol acharafia. So you have many sniffim lahakel when it comes to pas. And therefore, the Ramah is mekel when it comes, the Mishnah Berurah is mekel when it comes to dipping challah into, or the Rosh Hashavas as well, into your soup, because matzekes, right, we're combining chelik alam and chelik beis of the shir, matzekes is only a chumra. So that, on top of the fact that Kali Abishal is a shaila, and number three, it's pas, which is Abishal Acharfiya, will give you a heter. And that's how the Chazon Ish was makel as well, mutter, to put lechem and croutons that are baked into your hot soup if you used a ladle that was not there for a long period of time. Second and final application, I'm sorry for the delay, I'm sorry for a lot of information, but I skipped two more qualifications. If you want, you can come to me on Sunday and I'll tell you the last two qualifications of Klisheni. The second application of Kali Habishal in a Klisheni is the classic Shaila that everyone has been asking about Asiyas Kos Teh, how to make tea on Shabbos. By the way, it's initially nice to wake everyone up because everyone's, it's very hot in here, no?
Yeah.
It isn't open. When I was in Asi's not here, right? When I was in Roslovich's house, one time I went to his house for a meal Friday night, about 18 years ago. So his wife, at the soup, when it came to soup, she asked me, do you want croutons? So I'm like, sure. And she said, I had no idea what this meant at the time. She said, okay, so I'll give it to you in a klishlishi. So I was like, I don't know, like, what did I just do? Like, what did I say? I just want croutons. So, but really, a rabbitson of a Talmud Chacham is being me'orer this entire cheshbon. She's basically just saying the Mishnah Berurah. I will give it to you in a kli shlishi. Dahainu, the matzekes will be treated like a kli shlishi based on these mitigating considerations. It's pashut. No, I don't think she did that. I felt bad if she did that. I'll be like, very tedious. Okay, I had another case, another mice. This is how rabbitsons think when you're married to a Talmud Chacham. I have a chaver who's a very accomplished Talmud Chacham, and he was invited to be a scholar in residence in Australia during Sfiras HaOmer. So he went to his mother to like give her nachas. He's a young rav. So he went to his mother to give her nachas. I'm going to Australia. You see the ad, Australia scholar in residence. And she's the first thing she said is, what Ben Torah goes to Australia during Sfiras HaOmer when you're going to pass over the date line, you're going to have a shaila in Sfiras HaOmer whether you can continue saying Sfiras HaOmer because you're going to skip a day. That was her immediate reaction. So he's like, you know, whatever. That's how rabbitsons think, you know? Straight. Okay. So the second application is making tea on Shabbos. This is very important for the Persians. We have to know what to do on Shabbos. I have this shayla all the time with my father. What are you going to do? Oh, I can't do it. What do you mean? It's a kibud avim, so we have to know what is zikr din and what's not. So it says the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat Olam test. Everyone should really be doing the Mishnah Berurah. By the way, the Bechina on Beleches Bishul is going to be Shulchan Aruch Mishnah Berurah, so just keep that in mind. Not necessarily in the Maghreb Ramataz, because the Mishnah Berurah really brings all of it down. So the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat Olam test brings down a whole, like, Hagdama, how there are so many people who are nechshalim in making tea, and he just mamish spends a whole sif, katan, describing the parameters of how to build, how to make a tea, and maybe for Persians, building a tea, and it's a chiyuv skila. It's a chiyuv skila, he says. So therefore, he says as follows: zicher, for sure, certainly, if you want to take the tea bag, which again, let's just understand the issue. The tea bag has tea leaves which are raw; they were never cooked before. So if you now put the tea bag into a cup and you directly put this, open the spigot of the urn over the tea leaves, you are now doing an iroi kli rishon onto a tea leaf. And that will be iroi kli rishon special deraisa sif yud. Okay? What about, okay, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to take the cup of hot water and now pour it into a second kli, which will make it into a kli sheni. Can I now take the tea bag and put it and dunk it into the kli sheni? So, the following poskim are machmir, the Aruch HaShulchan, the Mishnah Berurah, the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, all say it's aser based on our limitation that tea leaves are considered kalei habishul. They get cooked right away, immediately, even the kli sheni. However, Rav Avadya, Paskins, the Chazan Avadya as well, the Yabi Omer, the Mikra Din, it's mutter, because as we said before, the Poski Svarad, Mikra Din don't hold of kalei habishul, but he does say, Tov Lahachmir. So Poski Ashkenaz, the Ashkenazim right now, you want to make tea for your father, you're in tough luck right now, because cliche doesn't work. Poski Svarad, Mikra Din, you could do it, but says the Rav Avadya, Tov Lahachmir. So what do we do to, what Eitzah can we give? So the next best hot shayla, controversial shayla, is kli shlishi. Can I take it and just do it one more for a kli shlishi? So here already we have the Aruch HaShulchan Shmiras Shabbos Kehilchasa who aser. They say even the kli shlishi it is problematic. If you assume that alei habishol or alei teh are considered kalei habishol, then it applies even to kli shlishi. And the Aruch HaShulchan dramatizes it and says, we see that when you put it even to a kli shlishi, it turns red or it turns yellow, whatever tea flavor you're choosing, it's changing colors. So obviously, it's being mevashel the tea leaves. So says Aruch HaShulchan, it is aser. Shmir Shabbos, aser. However, there are plenty of poskim who are matir to kli shlishi. The Prima Gadim, the Rekiv Yeager brings the Prima Gadim. Rav Moshe says that we can be makel in a kli shlishi, and he responds back to the Aruch HaShulchan and he says, even though we do see it gets colored, but mechi tesi, that's because of bishul. If you put it into cold water, it'll get colored. So says Rav Moshe, you can be makel in a kli shlishi, and we lo matzinu a limitation of kali bishul other than kli sheni. Don't be machmer even on a kli shlishi. Rav Avadya says the same thing, and he quotes Rav Moshe that he deflected the Aruch HaShulchan properly. He did it right. Then he rejected him. The Or Tzion also is Makel. So I'm just leaning his daiti. You don't have to pass like what I'm about to say. But if your father is asking you for a tea on Shabbos to be machmir for the kli shlishi shitas, it sounds like a little bit off. You have plenty of poskim who are Makel. You're being Mekai of Mitzvah Daraisa of Kibbutz of Aim. You can be Makel on a Kli Shlishi. I'm not being Machriya publicly, but there is definitely what to rely on if you're in a jam and your father wants to teach.
Can you
read
Yeah.